Hare Krishna. This morning gave class in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 3. Subject was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas. A long purport by Srila Prabhupada in which he addresses a argument by some people, scholars, religionists, he doesn't specify, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Mayavad Sampradaya because Vaishnava sannyas was not current at that time. It only came into being afterwards. And Srila Prabhupada points out that this is not the case. Very, very much a misunderstanding by people who he says are not well educated, that sannyas was already current in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, was already current prior to that time. And of course, we know Madhavendra Puri is referred to in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Goshani, as sannyasi. He was before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, what to speak of, in Lord Nityananda accepted the renounced order of life. It's also described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And we see in Srimad Bhagavatam where Krishna is talking about the Avanti poor Brahmana who took Vaishnav Tridandi Sanyas, Etam Sarasthaya Paramatma Shtamadhyashitam Purvatme Maharishi Hantarishan Divantapaham Taromukundandi Shiva Tomomukundandi. Yes, I will attain the lotus feet of Mukunda. This is the view of Tridandi Sanyasis, not of Mayavadi Sanyasis, certainly not Durga. So it's a misunderstanding, but the theme that I concentrated on was from some statements by Srila Prabhupada. Well, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accept sannyas in Mayavad Sampradaya if Vaishnava Sampradaya was already current? And Srila Prabhupada answers, because although Vaishnava sannyasis were present, but still, because of the recent appearance of Shankaracharya, or relatively recent appearance of Shankaracharya, because of the prominence at that time of Mayavadi sannyasis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took into consideration time, place, and circumstance, and decided to take sannyas in the line of the Mayavadis. And this was my point, how one needs to consider time, place, and circumstance when preaching and make adjustments as what's favorable to one's own Krishna consciousness, what's favorable to giving Krishna consciousness to others, not just to preaching, but to one's own practice as well. And Prabhupada says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained a grihastha, but still he considered, he saw what is the overall situation like, and gauging the situation, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided, no, it'll be better to take sannyas. We can think during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time was very different than Krishna's time. Krishna didn't take sannyas. But then Krishna had kings like Yudhisthira Maharaj to spread Krishna consciousness through. In other words, the kings, the ruling order, would be favorable and supportive of Krishna consciousness. But there was no favorable ruling order during Lord Chaitanya's time. Everyone in India was reigned by Muslims the world over. People were all hedonists. It was not a time when people were going to be favorable. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared in a Brahmin family, and he tried to appeal to the Brahmanas. And to appeal to the Brahmanas, he took sannyas, because ultimately everyone, whatever their religious affiliation or belief in India, respected sannyasis. And even if even like Srila Prabhupada told us, if you see a Mayavadi sannyasi, you should offer your respects. Why? Because he's a sannyasi. So the fact that someone's a sannyasi, the fact that someone has given up the material attachments and is taken to the renounced order, that's respected and it's heard. And then, not only did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decide that he was going to be a sannyasi, but because Mayavadi sannyasis were very much current, and because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's targets, and his targets were the Mayavadis themselves. Lord Chaitanya wanted to transfer them into Vaishnavas, and he wanted to uproot Mayavad philosophy. So it's a brilliant strategical move that rather than being a Vaishnav who immediately then becomes an opponent to Mayavadis, here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing and he's one of them. So although he is espousing Vaishnav philosophy, but nonetheless he's one of them, they can't deny him. And immediately there's a common ground of agreement and understanding with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Mayavadis. Because unless Mayavad philosophy is uprooted, you can't really establish Vaishnavism. You can't establish the Bhakti Lata Bij as long as the weeds of Mayavad prevail. And so time, place, and circumstance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made these decisions. Very, very interesting, very important considerations, and he acted accordingly. So it's something that we also need to reflect on, that yes, we also need to consider time, place, circumstance in our own Krishna consciousness. Everybody, to one degree or another, we all do it. Why do some devotees decide to get married? Because they think, according to my present situation, circumstances, age, modes of nature, etc., I'm safer in Krishna consciousness as a grihastha than as a brahmachari. Why do some devotees enter brahmachari? Because according to their nature and circumstance, they think that they're safer in Krishna consciousness as a brahmachari. Both are right. Is brahmachari better than grihastha ashram? No, or what to speak of sannyas. It's not a matter of whether one ashram is better than the other. It's a question of which one is suitable. So we make time, place, circumstance decisions. Similarly, when devotees go out, for instance, and sell books, they stop somebody who's not very favorable, who just starts arguing. What do you do? And move on to the next person, you know, because the circumstances don't warrant spending any more time with this person. So that's on an individual level, obviously, and then on a collective level, one needs, of course, then to have more and more empowerment. In all of these circumstances, there's empowerment. As a Vaishnav, we're already empowered. But then, according to the degree of empowerment that we accept, the ability to actually benefit, to understand, to make these adjustments, that will vary with the individuals. So there, the words need to be very careful. When it comes to, as Srila Prabhupada points out, when it comes to making changes or making adjustments and preaching for a whole Krishna consciousness movement, for a whole sampradaya, then you have to be an empowered acharya for that. You can't just anyone make any type of decision. And so we see that example with Srila Prabhupada, how Prabhupada made decisions on the basis of what he thought was favorable for spreading Krishna consciousness, accepting women into the movement, letting them live in the temple, calling them brahmacharinis, which I don't think is a common Vedic term. So all of these things, but when you do it for a whole society, for a whole institution, you have to have a corresponding level of empowerment, and therefore one requires to be empowered. How do these type of empowerments, big or small, how do we know what to do? Gadami Buddhi Nirgamtam. Krishna gives the intelligence. It's required. It's spiritual wisdom. And if one doesn't have the spiritual wisdom, then follow those who do. And in that way, one will gain it. But we shouldn't try to imitate. That's not good. That will simply, as Prabhupada writes, it will simply lead to fall down. Trying to imitate the conduct of the more advanced. And that was it for Chaitanya Charitamrita class today. Hare Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jaya.